Holding bright yellow bags, students from Larson Bay School run down the village's dirt roads looking for trash. It's the last day of school before summer break, and they're spending it doing a spring cleanup.
But I can't wait till this summer.
No more school!
As the kids scramble around outside, it's quiet back at the school, and there's a good chance it'll stay that way for the foreseeable future, because most likely, it won't have enough students to open in the fall.
I was sad that I was the last one, but I'm happy I'm graduating so I could move on to a different chapter.
Gail Aga was the only person to graduate high school this year in Larson Bay, and could be the last, which made her graduation a big event.
Everyone knew that I was going to be the last one till whenever, and a lot of people showed up, and even people I didn't even know.
So, well, this is the gym. We just had graduation, you know, it was awesome.
Walking through the building, Alice Aga, an aide at the school, reflects on how Larson Bay used to be known for its sports teams. But now it's ending the year with less than 10 students.
Here's the trophy case. Like, the 80s was the highlight of Larson Bay. School, that is. They were like basketball, volleyball, wrestling, you know, everything.
Until recently, Aga was the community's mayor and sat on its tribal council. But now she's stepping down from those positions because she's leaving.
Well, you know, if there's no school here, Mitch, I can't stay. I can't play the waiting game. You know, like, I can't homeschool my kids. That's a whole full-time job, and I just can't do that. You know, I have to make a living.
In Alaska, schools need at least 10 students to receive around $300,000 in state funding, which Larson Bay School needs to open. Right now, the school only has 2 kids officially enrolled for next year, which is why Aga is moving to Kodiak and enrolling her kids there.
I think I'm still in denial about the whole thing right now. I'll probably break down, you know, once I get to Kodiak. It's tough, you know, this is home. Our whole life is changing.
Even though Larson Bay School isn't officially closed yet, people around the community are doing the math and know it's a long shot that they'll have enough kids to open the school, which many see as another sign the community is shrinking.
The young people move away and the old people are dying.
Jack Wick has lived in Larson Bay for decades and remembers when there were plenty of people living there and the main profession was commercial fishing. But he says that began to change in the 1970s.
Everybody fished. Even if you were a crewman, you knew you could work your way up to be a skipper. So after limited entry, a lot of them realized they wouldn't be able to get a boat.
Alaska introduced limited entry permits in 1975, which is a policy that restricts the amount of people who can commercially fish for salmon and other fish. At its peak, only around 10 Larson Bay residents had permits to run boats. But now it's down to less than half that because people left the village, sold their permits, or their permits were canceled. In the Kodiak region, the price of a salmon permit can range anywhere between a few thousand to over $100,000. That price tag can make it hard for people to get into commercial fishing, which is why Wick and others in Larson Bay believe this policy is partially to blame for Larson Bay going from having around 200 people in the 80s to about 60 full-time residents today.
The people in Larson Bay and other villages didn't have the money to compete and buy equipment to get into those fisheries, so they just start getting into other things, going to school, becoming something else other than a fisherman.
The exodus of youth from Larson Bay is causing some to worry the community is becoming a retirement village, and that eventually people will only come out in the summer to fish or vacation at local hunting lodges.
Doreen Johnson, Mike Carlson, Leslie Johnson.
The walls of Larson Bay School are lined with the names of past students.
Nathan DeRowan, Tyson Theriault.
These names follow you around the building as a reminder of all the people who've also walked its halls.
Gladys, Charlie Aga, Joe Reft, Serenity Chai.
That sense of history isn't lost on Gail Aga as she thinks about the school's future.
I just never think it would close or anything. Because, I don't know, just didn't think it'd be real.
That prospect is real, though. But Aga may not be around to see how the school closure will affect Larson Bay in the long run. Like so many before her, Aga's planning to leave the village and head to college in the coming year. Reporting from Larson Bay, I'm Mitch Borden.